Imagine Me is a photographic project where people are learning photography, so they're learning skills in photography and Photoshop, and in the process of learning those skills, they're creating a self-portrait. So they're telling their story through an image and a text, a little short text that goes with that image, and it's really telling their story. They're people with disability, so varying disabilities, spinal cord injury, spina bifida, cerebral palsy. And I have adapted technology that enables people with quadriplegia or high level physical disability able to control a camera. So it's everything sort of touch screen and wireless.
But it is all their own work in that way?
I assist with the image creation. So in the process of learning Photoshop and the photography skills, I'm teaching people the different, you know, ways around Photoshop. So it is a way of teaching Photoshop, but it is absolutely all their idea. I'm facilitating to help them to articulate their idea visually, you know, rather than someone maybe putting, you know, the history of their life into an image. You want an image that's quite powerful and strong. So it's kind of learning creative expression, visual creative expression as well.
You showed the participants some photographs and different artworks from history to inspire them.
Yeah, I have a collection of just printout images. They're just little snapshots from mainly painting, because I want people to use their imagination. So I'm trying to move people away from the idea of a photograph being representational. So we're trying to, you know, look at abstract art. We look at, you know, Picasso. We look at surrealism, and that we look at, you know, just varying different periods of art, mainly painting, to inspire people's imagination.
And it certainly has. Now talk us through Allegra, Sean and George's pieces.
Okay, so Allegra, she has cerebral palsy and she can't actually speak. So working with her carer to understand how to know whether Ali is enthusiastic about an image or likes something or not, we look for her expressions. And so the only image that she really reacted to, she gave a massive reaction, was to the tiger face. And Ali was just so animated. She was so excited. And that was the only image she really wanted to make. And so we put images together. We'd photograph Ali and then we find some different images on the net and combine them together. And she, you know, we just go by her reaction. She's really excited. So George was, you know, like, I show them hundreds of images, but the only image that he really picked out was a Picasso portrait. And George loves to paint himself at home. He actually does use the computer to draw. I think he was really inspired by that image because it was really colourful and it's really happy, really happy, positive image. And he is a really happy, positive, very easy to work with person. He has a spinal cord injury. And, you know, the image I think that he created of his portrait inspired by Picasso. And then Sean, we sort of did a process. Sean was really responding to the images that were all kind of cartoon images. And I found out later that Sean was actually a graffiti artist. He seemed to be very, Sean has a brain injury. I could tell that he was really creative and he was doing some drawing on the iPad, and he just really, he kind of got it. Even though he takes a while to verbalize what he's thinking, but he's taking in what you're saying. And so we took a photo of him, and then we looked at different cartoon imagery, and we were kind of inspired by Popeye. And so we kind of took the essence of Popeye, which is obviously the pipe and kind of one eye winking. And then we sort of created the smoke as a kind of speech bubble. And Sean has very articulately written about his concern for the planet and the environment. So we thought that was quite ironic too, that the smoke coming out of the pipe. So and we kind of used the, like, you know, in the speech bubble as a sort of graffiti art. So it's a kind of reference to graffiti art.